Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6, verses 28 through 32 today. We looked at worry yesterday. We're going to do the same thing today. Jesus continues hitting this subject when he says, "And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Clothe the grass of the field, which is today alive and tomorrow is sown into the oven. Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." We'll stop there. Today's passage is from a sermon that Jesus preached while sitting on a beautiful mountainside. To illustrate the truth about worry, Jesus pointed out the flowers mixed in with the thick grass. Perhaps he picked one of them and held it up as he drove home his spiritual truth. Jesus noted that even Solomon, Israel's wealthiest king, was not clothed with the natural beauty and brilliance of the flowers. And God provides the flowers with everything they need. And if God would do that for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, just think about how he'll take care of us, the people for whom he sent his only son to die. See, worry, it steals our joy and tries to confuse this simple yet profound truth. Here's the truth. God will give us everything we need to do what he's calling us to do. Father, I don't want to worry. I don't want the anxiety. I don't want the chaos and despair to take over my heart. Remind me often of this powerful truth. You take care of the flowers, you'll take care of me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.